Good morning and welcome to High Velocity Bread. Thank you for joining me again today. We'll start right with our verse, and it is Psalms 23, verse 4, and this comes from the King James Version. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for your love and grace. Thank you for suffering all of the things on this earth when you were in the flesh that we must suffer through and endure. You suffered death of loved ones. You suffered personal persecution. You suffered physical pain, emotional hurt, betrayal, love, happiness, joy, the entire spectrum. You felt all of the human experience when you came down to be with us, Father, and when you died on the cross for us to redeem us and to save us from eternal damnation, from hell and pain and suffering. You are our shield and our armor, and we're grateful for that protection today. Jesus, please watch over those in my circle that you know are struggling with great tragedy and adversity at this moment. Things that I couldn't even imagine. They're experiencing things that have instilled or caused me a great deal of fear. Help me to be a comfort to them just through love and presence, and not try to solve anything, but instead encourage them through your word and continue to pray for your peace and your spirit to fall on them. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen. I want to focus more today on an old hymn. I was thinking through today's episode and some of the experiences that I've been through recently, supporting a dear friend who has lost a child in their family and has another child in ICU at the moment. So we pray deeply for them. And I was trying to find the best tool that I could to share to overcome and deal and mitigate that grief and pain and fear. And I thought back to the Frank E. Graff hymn from the early 1900s. I particularly enjoyed and listened to a lot in my deepest troubles the Gaither Band version, but it's called Does Jesus Care? And I'd like to just read the lyrics. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song, as the burdens press and the cares distress, and the way grows weary and long? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when my way is dark, with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does he care enough to be near? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When for my deep grief I find no relief, through my tears flow all the night long? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me, and my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks? Is it aught to him? Does he see? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. And I truly believe that. I know that He cares. I know that He loves each and every one of us, and He is there to comfort us in our moments of grief when our hearts are aching. And I just want to read Psalms 23 in the NIV version, because I think that the end of it, certainly in chapter 23 of Psalms, reiterates what this song says. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely Your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank You, Lord, for loving us so very much. Please watch over my friends and help them, carry them through. Anyone listening to this who feels any of those things from that old hymn, burdens, distress, grief, weariness, fear, heartache, please know that Jesus cares. He's been through all of the pain and suffering that we have been, and He cares. His heart is touched. So reach out to Him in prayer and know that. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'm going to leave you with, Does Jesus Care?